Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On with Mario Lopez.
All right, let's light it up. First official day of autumn or fall, whatever you want to call it. I know some of you have already broken out the hoodies. Some fun guests today, the stars of Tacoma FD, Steve Lemmy and Kevin Heffernan, the new season going down over on True TV. Also got another pop culture pop quiz in store for you, so lots to get to. Let's keep the music going, though. You're on with Mario Lopez. You're on Mario Courtney Lopez with the most influential people of the year.
Time to dig up the dirt. On with Mario, Hollywood Buzz.
So Time Magazine puts this out every year, the most influential people in the world. It's divided into categories like pioneers and titans. Let's take a look at some of the artists and actors who made the list.
Billie Eilish. She's one of the biggest pop stars in the world right now.
Well, she won Grammys and she performed at the Oscars and... Super Young came with a really original sound.
And was just at the iHeartRadio Music Festival.
That's right. Very got true. To see her live.
Kate Winslet, she just won an Emmy for Mare of Easttown. Great show.
One of the best actresses alive right now. Yes.
Jason Sudeikis. Ted Lasso is one of the most buzzed about sitcoms on streaming. We have not watched that, but it is on our list.
Good for him because, you know, he sees his ex-wife hanging out with Harry Styles. He's winning too.
Lil Nas X, well... Just everything he does is causing headlines.
Billy Porter must secretly hate Lil Nas X for stealing his fashion thunder, don't you think?
Maybe Billy is taking it as a compliment, you know?
I'm sure he's like,
they should band together, right. You know? Britney Spears, I mean, I really don't even need to say. Her saga has become a movement.
Yeah, as far as influential, sure.
And Dolly Parton, she's become America's moral compass.
I love Dolly Parton. I mean, not only super talented, but always has that positive energy, and she's been doing a lot of great philanthropic work. Good for her.
And her TV movie just won an Emmy.
Following us on Instagram yet? Join the fam now at On With Mario Lopez. The music and fun continues next from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. So get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
You're on with Mario Courtney Lopez. If you're looking for something new to watch, we got tonight's streaming debuts.
Netflix has Jaguar. It's a drama about a Holocaust survivor who hunts down Nazis fleeing to Spain after World War II.
Ooh, a little revenge film. Nice.
They're also premiering Monsters Inside, The 24 Faces of Billy Milligan. This is a doc about a serial assaulter in the 70s who claimed his multiple personalities controlled his behaviors. I'm watching.
That's a serious monster right there.
Disney Plus has Star Wars Visions. It's an anime-style cartoon that tells different original stories from across the Star Wars universe.
Whoa, you got to be super nerd. Right there. Okay.
We'll not be watching that.
What up? It's Mario Courtney Lopez, and our latest sweepstakes can make you $5,000 richer. Our friends over at M&M's are going to give one lucky winner $5,000 to help pay their bills.
All you have to do is text the keyword mix to 37911. Then the next time you're at the store, try out the new classic M&M's mix or peanut mix, and a confirmation text will be sent. Standard message and data rates may apply. For more info and rules, just go to onwithmario.com.
You're on Mario Courtney Lopez, and Elon Musk does not use the M word.
On with Mario Lopez, Hollywood Buzz.
You may remember Grimes and Elon Musk have a son they called X. They call him X, but his name's like half the alphabet. It's crazy.
It's like a formula or something.
Yeah, it's crazy. So basically, they're very untraditional, to say the least. Grimes does not like X to call her mom. He calls her Claire, which is a real name.
Why did you say it like the
Clarice?
The Silence of the Lambs.
So weird.
Claire.
Grimes says she doesn't identify to the word mother. She says it feels weird to her. Oh, probably makes her feel older. Claire, I don't know. I'm big on respect and manners when it comes to
parents and
their parents
stuff.
And stuff.
I
wonder what Elon's other six boys call him. I'm sure they're going to call him dad.
That's weird. I mean, there's days where I don't want the kids to call me mom because I just don't want them to call me.
You don't want to answer.
You're trying to avoid them.
I want to go away.
Give us your take right now at On With Mario on Twitter. More Mario fun coming up from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
You're on Mario Courtney Lopez. Let's celebrate some celebrity birthdays. We're going to try to guess the ages.
Tom Felton. He is Draco Malfoy in Harry Potter.
No idea
little
who this
blonde
is.
Kid.
Oh, Tom Felton is 37 years old.
Little blonde kid was the clue.
He was the blonde kid.
You said little blonde kid.
Well, when they started, he was little.
23.
34.
Oh, that wasn't that far off.
Scott Baio from Charles in Charge. Joni Loves Chachi.
Scott Baio's got to be 60 years old.
58.
61.
Wow.
You were really
that
close
old.
There. And finally, Mystical.
Mystical. Change yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know who that was.
What? From the Dirty South. I like Mystical. I'm going to say Mystical's close to my age. He's 47?
48.
46.
Oh, wow. Gosh. I'm just overshooting
fire.
Things.
Mario Lopez here. My guests today are the stars of Tacoma FD. Funny guys, Steve Lemmy and Kevin Heffernan. Season 3 just launched on True TV. We're going to find out what's going on after a few more songs. You're on Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom from True TV's Tacoma FD, Steve Lemmy and Kevin Heffernan. Welcome back, gentlemen. How you doing?
Thank you.
Good seeing you.
Fantastic.
Nice to see you. Thank you very much.
Nice to see you and your arms, Mario.
I know, Mario. Why are you showing us up, man, with these pipes?
I didn't know I was going to get, first of all, it's radio. I didn't know in radio we're supposed to be. I didn't know with the whole Zoom thing. You guys are clean shaven today, I see. I hope the mustaches on the show are real, however.
They are real, man. That's the only way to do comedy is with the real mustache.
Right.
You can't smile with the fake mustaches.
It automatically makes you funnier, I think. Season 3 of Tacoma FD has premiered. Top 5 comedy series. Congrats, gentlemen. There's really been a shift to comedy over at True TV. Obviously bodes well for the show, but is there other stuff you want to do over there with those guys?
I just want to start lifting weights so my arms can be like yours, Mario.
So a roasting show. Okay, got it.
Weightlifting show. Weightlifting comedy.
I don't even lift weights. I box and I do jujitsu and wrestle with my kids. That's
okay, I've got it. Kev, let's do an episode in season 4 where Mario is lifting weights at his house and the barbell falls on his chest and he's trapped.
I just told you, I do not lift weights.
But here's the thing. No one would believe it because there's no barbell that Mario can't lift.
Thank you. Well, that's true, but stupid. All right, we got to take a break. We're going to have more with Steve and Kevin on the way.
You're on with Mario Lopez. More fun coming up from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
Mario Lopez here talking Tacoma FD with actor Steve Lemmy and Kevin Heffernan. Now, what is in store aside from our weightlifting episode? What's in store for season 3?
We did a lot of, we had some constraints this year, because of the COVID situation. We couldn't shoot that parade scene we wanted to shoot the Tacoma Rainiers game. We couldn't go to that kind of thing. So
yeah,
it's a lot of stuff in the station. So we, we do a lot of fun stuff in the station. You know, we have a chili cook-off and we have a pickleball tournament. You know, this kind of stuff that is good for characters in the station.
Okay, so expect a lot of station scenes in season three. All right, well, hold on, guys. We're going to talk more Tacoma FD after some more music. Mario Lopez here. My guests today are Steve Lemmy and Kevin Heffernan from Tacoma FD. What about the rest of the Broken Lizard gang? Any plans on getting together for another project?
Yeah. You know, I'm glad you asked that question because it's the most uncomfortable one we get asked. We're making a movie, but that's all I can say. I am Mario, as you know, the studio currently right now is not allowing us to discuss.
Fair
and
enough.
That's all I can say.
Fair enough.
I think they're here. Oh my God.
Well, when you are able to come talk to your boy over here. What up, Mario Lopez here, getting the lowdown on season three of Tacoma FD from Steve Lemmy and Kevin Heffernan. You've also had a lot of cool guest stars in the past. Were you able to have some considering the circumstances?
Yeah. And, you know, in fact, this season we got some great stars. We got Whitney Cummings.
Oh, I love Whitney.
We've got Stipe Miocic.
Yeah, my guy from Cleveland, who was a real firefighter. Yes.
Exactly. Yes, and so he plays himself. He's our the Brady Bunch had Joe Namath. We have Stipe.
Stipe's the man.
He shows up and he I don't want to say what happens, but he does kick some ass.
He beats the crap out of some people.
That's great. Yeah. Nice guy, huh? For being probably one of the baddest men on the planet.
Well, the funny thing is that when he showed up, there is a scene where he beats some of us up. And one of our producers was like, should we get some stunt doubles? Because, you know, professional fighters sometimes get excited and they'll accidentally hit you. And I was like, no, we're totally good. The first take, he accidentally hit the actor.
Oh,
and
gave over the face.
It was through a glass window, and he turned to the camera. He was like, oh, my God, I hit him for real. I hit him. And we were laughing in the other room because we thought he was messing with us.
Right.
And we're all just laughing. And we've got this on film. And he's like, I'm serious. I hit him. Hey, you got to come in. And we're like just slapping our knees.
The actor went down.
Was he okay? He went down. He took a shot. He went down. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he was fine. And, you know.
Yeah.
The actor Gabe Hogan, he plays Ike. He's the biggest Stipe fan in the world.
Yeah.
And I think it was a badge of honor.
Heck yeah. That's a great story to tell.
Don't move. More with Mario coming your way from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. So get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
You're on Mario Lopez, hanging out with the very funny Steve Lemmy and Kevin Heffernan. Last question. Who would be your dream Tacoma guest star?
Oh, man.
De Niro.
He's played a firefighter before.
Yeah, you know, it's great. Same for me. Kurt Russell. You know,
love both draft. Those guys. Yeah, that's right. Both. Yes.
A little backdraft reunion would be great.
A little backdraft reunion.
Mario, awesome. I told you the last time we interviewed together that we tried to get you for an episode, and we wound up naming the character Captain Lopez. But you were apparently unavailable. So maybe it's you. I don't know.
Hey, if you ask me again, I'd love to make that happen. That would be awesome.
It's either you or De Niro.
It's a tough call. I probably would be a little bit more affordable and available. That's awesome. And it would be an honor. Gentlemen, meanwhile, watch Tacoma FD Thursdays on True TV. Steve, Kevin, thanks so much for checking in.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts. It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, the story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up, Mario? Courtney Lopez here. We're always talking about streaming, but it's a big night for network TV.
That's right. NBC is premiering new seasons of Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, and Chicago PD.
So NBC is all about Chicago, and CBS is all about the FBI. That's what we know.
ABC has the Wonder Years reboot, plus new seasons of The Goldbergs and The Conners.
Wow.
And CBS has Survivor.
You're on with Mario Courtney Lopez. My wife's going through our mentions right now. At On With Mario, if you have a comment or request, we love hearing from you. What'd you find, honey?
This is from at Butch Lungs, and he said, anyone else watch Pet Stars with Mario Lopez every morning growing up?
Wow. You know what's funny is people still come up to me and ask me when I'm going to shoot Pet Stars again, and it hasn't been on in, what, a decade at least, or 12 years? It debuted 19 years ago. Today, so I'm very flattered that they think I'm still shooting it.
It debuted 19 years ago. Okay.
Yeah, we did four seasons, something like that.
Wow, and we've been together. So you only did it not too long before we met.
No, not too long. And I cannot believe that it still kind of airs on Animal Planet once in a while. It was a cute family show.
Well, who doesn't like animals that do tricks?
I've seen anything an animal can do, I've seen it. Absolutely.
Got a question for Mario? Tweet it our way right now at On With Mario. And stick around, because the fun continues in moments from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
You're on Mario Courtney Lopez, celebrating National Ice Cream Cone Day. I love ice cream cones. I love the, is it the sugar one? The
white one?
The white one, and I like the brown one.
Brown one is the sugar one.
That's the sugar wafer.
The other one's the white cake one.
The cake. The cake is the best.
Yeah.
Because you let the ice cream get in there and then you bite it in together. It's the best. I always go cone instead of cup.
Yeah.
The ice cream goat, by the way, is Frederick Bruckman, who in 1912 invented the machine that made the sugar cones we know today. Wow, they've been around a while. By 1915, he was selling a billion cones a year. Can you believe that? He retired a wealthy man, to say the least, when he sold his company to Nabisco.
Wow.
Wow.
Look at that. What up, it's Mario Lopez. And now live on the website, Mandy Moore's post-Emmy pizza party in nothing but a birthday suit. Okay, everything new coming to Netflix next month. Plus all our picks from the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Check it all out on onwithmario.com. You're on Mario Courtney Lopez. Time for another pop culture pop quiz. This is based on the results of a new survey about Constitution Day, which was last Friday.
On with Mario pop quiz.
Hands on buzzers. 56% of Americans can name the three branches of government. What are they? Mario.
We have the three branches of government. Oh my God, I'm even getting far right now. I know this too.
Oh, come on.
Hold on, I'm tired right now.
Why'd you even hit the buzzer?
Because I know this. I'm just like brain fart right now. Okay. Don't give me a look like you know, Mrs. Lopez. We have...
Six.
Hold on.
Five, four, three.
We have the White House. That's so embarrassing. It's not a branch of government. Hold on. This is embarrassing.
I gotta have this. Give us a hint.
Yes.
No, I know
the
branches.
The three branches of government.
The three branches of government.
What does that mean?
It does not bode well for my political aspirations, not knowing the three branches of government.
What does that mean?
Then Rick Perry got the
neither
same
one of, neither one of you get points.
That's not true.
Come on,
wait,
hold on.
Wait, what does that mean, the three branches of government?
There's three branches of government.
Republican?
No.
Oh my gosh.
Dominatrix?
There's Congress. There's Senate.
Oh my gosh.
No, there's the Congress.
Neither one of you get points. Who? Executive, legislative, and judicial.
And I'm proud to be an American.
Executive, which is really White House. Legislative, which got and judicial. God damn it. I'm so stupid.
So 0-0. Let's go to the next question.
Executive, legislative, and judicial. I knew what they were. I'm so tired. I sparred this morning.
20% of Americans can name the five rights listed in the First Amendment. What are the five rights? Mario.
You have the right to bear arms. You have... That's not, you're shaking your head.
That's number two, that's the Second Amendment.
That's
didn't you say?
No, the First Amendment.
Oh, I didn't know if they were in a particular
the First
order.
Amendment. No.
Well, the freedom of speech.
Okay.
Love thy neighbor.
You're done. Courtney.
Freedom of speech.
I just said that.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Oh my gosh. 0-0. The answers are speech, press, religion, assembly, and petition.
See, I know these. I'm all right. I do. I'm just out of
there
it right
There are two
now.
Questions left, although I'm thinking about cutting this real short.
This is...
35% of Americans know how long a senator serves when they're elected. What is their term length? Mario.
4 years.
Incorrect.
Six
Courtney.
Years?
3 years.
Incorrect. 6 years.
It's 6 years. I knew it was 6 years.
Your second guess was correct, but you get no points. 0-0 as we go to our last question.
I should, because I had the B. I should with like a half a point.
Here's the last question. Hands on buzzers. 36% of Americans know how long a lawmaker serves in the House of Representatives. How long is their term? Mario.
4 years.
Incorrect. Courtney.
6 years.
2 years. 0-0.
I thought it was.
You're on with Mario Lopez. More fun coming up from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
You're on with Mario Courtney Lopez, and on this day in history, 23 years ago in 1998, this song was released. How deep is your love for me? Listen, Drew Hill and Blackstreet and 90s R&B was the best back in the day. How Deep Is Your Love was that jam? Not to be confused with the Bee Gees' How Deep Is Your Love, which is a classic. Nice. Mario Lopez here, along with my wife, Courtney. We're just a few songs away from giving out this week's Lopezy Award. We give this to someone who's done a good deed, and today it sounds like soccer has gone to the dogs. I'm going to tell you why next. You're on with Mario Courtney Lopez. Every Wednesday, we put on a spotlight on someone doing a good deed.
On with Mario, Good Deed Lopez-Z of the Week.
Who gets our honorary Lopez Award this week, honey?
This is the cutest thing. The players of the Professional Soccer League in Romania, at the start of every match this season, the players hold up dogs that are up for adoption. Now, each dog has a specific scarf, and people can use those scarves to find the dogs on the shelter's websites and adopt them. After the first game, it led to 11 adoptions. This is the cutest thing ever!
It really is. I'm surprised we haven't done something like that here.
Don't move. More with Mario coming your way from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
What up? It's Mario Courtney Lopez with a shout out to our friends over at M&M's. They're giving one lucky winner $5,000 to help pay their bills.
All you have to do to enter is text the keyword mix to 37911, then try the M&M's mix, especially if you love some variety with your candy. A confirmation text will be sent. Standard message and data rates may apply. For more info and rules, just go to onwithmario.com.
Mario Lopez here, now live on our Facebook page. A couple of hot covers. Kelly Clarkson taking us back to the 90s with Little Spin Doctors. And Shawn Mendes putting his spin on Billie Eilish. Next time you log in, just search On With Mario. You're on Mario Courtney Lopez. Time now for one last thing. This week marks the fifth anniversary since 13-year-old Danielle Bregoli went viral on Dr. Phil.
And all these hoes laughing like so funny.
She's talking about the audience that they're laughing at her.
Did you say the hoes are laughing?
Yep.
So the audience are a bunch of hoes?
Yep.
Huh?
Catch me outside. How about that?
Catch you outside.
Catch you outside. Catch me outside. How about that?
Never gets old.
You know, you recently ran into her buddy, I'm Whoa Vicky.
Well, I was getting my hair did, and she was sitting behind me at another chair, and I didn't know, and I was told who that was. And afterwards, I went on to her Instagram. Wow. I would follow her just because it is entertaining, but I don't want to give her yet another follower because it's just insane to me. I can't even understand what she's saying.
Train wrecks are awesome.
Following us on Twitter yet? Join the fam now at On With Mario. The music and fun continues next from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. So get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
All right, I'm out of here. Big thanks to the guys from Tacoma FD for hanging out today. Go to onwithmario.com for our entire conversation. Tomorrow, more music and fun and a new life hack. Until then, Mario Lopez here saying goodnight.
On with Mario Lopez.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now? Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.